ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 एंड टेक्स 6 रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज। निर्गुणा विदाउट मटेरियल क्वालिटीज अपि ऑल्दो ही Certainly, Aja unborn, Avyakta unmanifested, Bhagavan the Supreme Lord, Prakrite to material nature, Para transcendental, Swamaya of his own energy, Guna, material qualities, Avishya, entering, Badhya, obligation, Badakatam, Badakatam, the condition of being obliged, Gata, Accept. Nirguno api ajo vyakto. Bhagavan prakrite para. Swamaya guna avishya. Badhya badakatam gata. Nirgunopi ajo avyakto. Bhagavan prakrite param. Swamaya gunam avishya. Badhya badakatam gata. Nirgunopi ajo avyakto. Bhagavan prakrite para swamaya guna avishya badhya bata katam gata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is always transcendental to material qualities, and therefore He is called Nirguna or without qualities. Because He is unborn, He does not have material body to be subjected to attachment and hatred. Although the Lord is always above material existence, though through His spiritual potency, He appeared and acted like an ordinary human being, accepting duties and obligations, apparently like a conditioned soul. Purport by His Divine Grace. Purport. So-called attachment, detachment and obligations pertaining to the material nature, which is an emanation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but whenever the Lord descends and acts in this material world, He does so in His spiritual position. Although His activities materially appears different, spiritually they are absolute and non-different. Thus, it is an imposition upon the Supreme Lord to say that He is envious of anyone or friendly to anyone. In Bhagavad Gita 9:11, the Lord clearly says, Avajananti mama mudha manusim tanum asritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when He descends in a human form. Krishna appears on this earth or within the universe without any change in His spiritual body or spiritual qualities. Indeed, He is never influenced by the material qualities. He is always free from such qualities, but He appears to act under material influence. This understanding is aropit or an imposition. Therefore, Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam. Janma karma cha me divyam. Therefore, Krishna says, whatever He does, being always transcendental, has nothing to do with material qualities. Evam yo vetti tattvataha. Only devotees can understand the truth of how He acts. The fact is that Krishna is never partial to anyone. He is always equal to everyone, but because of imperfect reason, influenced by material qualities, one imposes material qualities upon Krishna, and when one does so, he becomes a mudha, a fool. When one can properly understand the truth, one becomes devoted and nirgun, free from material qualities. Simply by understanding the activities of Krishna, one can become transcendental. And as soon as one is transcendental, he is fit to be transferred to the transcendental world. Tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. One who understands the activities of the Lord in truth is transferred to the spiritual world after he gives up this material body. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गुरु भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे। निर्गुणोपि अजव अजो अव्यक्तो भगवान प्रकृते पर स्वमाया गुणम आविश्य बाध्य बाधकताम गता। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विष्णु is always transcendental to material qualities and therefore he is called nirguna or without qualities because he is unborn. He does not have a material body to be subjected to attachment and hatred. Although the Lord is always above material existence, though through his spiritual potency he appears and acts like an ordinary human being, accepting duties and obligations apparently like a conditioned soul. So Bhagavan api nirguno, Lord is nirgun. Nirgun meaning no material qualities, no sattva rajas tamas. Nirguno api hi avya ajo, he is unborn, primeval, he is eternal, meaning he does not change his body, mind, intelligence, nothing. He does not change ajo, he does not change his body. In Bhagavatam 11th canto, it is very crystal clearly stated that Lord Krishna went to his abode from earth planet with his own body, not living body behind. Swatanum word is used, swa apna, his own body, tanu, tanu means body, swatanu. He ascended with his own body, not that he left body behind. Ajo, ajanma, he is never born, never die. Ajo. Ajo, avyakto bhagavan prakriti para. Our first and foremost thing we must fix in our mind is that Krishna is always prakrate para. Kunti Maharani also, Ishvara prakrate para, alakshya prakrate para. He is above the three modes of material nature. He is above material world. He is transcendental to material world and three gunas, three modes of material nature. Prakrite para. So then, swamaya gunam avishya bhadi bada kadam gata. Looks like he is partial under three modes of material nature. So this is mudha. Prabhupada says in the purport, this is what mudha think, that Krishna, when he comes to earth planet, then he is also subjected to three modes of material nature, which is not true. Muda, abuda, avyaktim, vyaktim, apanna, manyate, abuda, jana. The Krishna came from Nirgun, from Krishna came from Nirakar, formless, avyaktim, formless. Krishna came from formless. The God is formless. That's His eternal swarup. This is muda. Muda cannot understand Krishna, how He is transcendental. Avyaktim, vyaktim apanna, manyate abuddha jana. So Krishna is transcendental. He does not change His body, He does not change His nature, called transcendental nature, trigunatit, turiya. He is always into fourth dimension. He is not product of this material world, neither His consciousness, neither His paraphernalia, abode, name, form, nothing of His is material. Totally transcendental. So this is what we have to fix first. Krishna is Prakrate Para. He is above this Prakrati, material energy. He is transcendental to that. And that means He does not commit mistake. His senses are not illusion. He is Brahma, Pramad, Vipralipsha, Karunapata. He does not cheat anybody, Karunapata. He does not and He cannot and He don't want to cheat anybody and anybody. Nothing. He cannot, it's not in His nature to cheat anyone. That is not His nature. But He is the king. He is the king of both spiritual and material world. And the first law in kingdom is a king cannot do anything wrong. King can't do anything wrong. That's the first law in kingdom. So Krishna's kingdom, Krishna cannot do anything wrong. That's the first law. And why He cannot do anything wrong? Because He is supremely intelligent. Supremely intelligent. And we, with our meager intelligence, we judge Him that this is what He did wrong. Meager intelligence cannot understand the supreme intelligence and find fault with Him. So Krishna cannot do wrong. We can do wrong. Murkha can do wrong. So for murkha, for muda, this inquiry is there. This is inquiry from Rishis to Sukadev Goswami, probably. This is inquiry. Krishna is transcendental. Looks like here He is taking side of a demon. What is it? Why is that? Why is that? Because you have no intelligence. You have no intelligence to understand Krishna. Samam charanti sarvatra, Kunti Maharani is saying, Krishna is samam charanti. For Krishna, all living entities same. Samam charanti. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. न द्वेष्यस्ते न प्रिया ये भजन्ति तु माम भक्त्या मयि ते तेषु चापि अहम्। Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equipoised to every living entity, whether he is Rakshas, demon, or he is a devotee. But certainly Krishna has a special corner in his heart for devotees, Bhakta Vatsal. He is devotee Vatsal. He is very affectionate to his devotees. And that is natural. For a father, one son who is notorious rascal, drunkard, smoker, gambler, and another son very righteous, very dependable on mother and father, very obedient. So naturally, father, mother will be more inclined towards that son who is very dependent and very nice and not rebellious. Demons means rebellious to Krishna. Demons means fighting with Krishna, or fighting with his energy, or fighting with his devotee. That's a demon. Definition of demon is that he is not a devotee of Krishna. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavadeva Asuryasya Viparjaya. Vishnu Bhakta are always demigods. Demigods are always devotee of Krishna. Always. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavadeva. Definition of demigods means that they are devotees of Lord. And definition of demon is that they are completely opposite to Krishna. Asuryascha Viparjaya, Ulta. Viparjaya. Rebellious to Krishna. That's a demon. So how Krishna can be well-wisher of a demon like this? By killing their demoniac body and mentality and take them back to spiritual world called Brahma Jyoti. He kills the demon and liberating them from disgusting, sinful body, sinful consciousness. So he kills their consciousness, their sinful mentality. This is blessings for the demon. This is blessings. This is real blessings of a demon. What else can Krishna do with them? Krishna would like to change their consciousness, but they fight with Krishna up to the death. So what to do? Then Krishna has to say, okay, come on. Krishna has to become challenging. He has no choice. The demons, they don't give him choice. Demons don't give any choice to Krishna, Vishnu. They put him in the corner. They put Krishna in the corner. What to do? Now he put me in the corner. What to do? So who is right? Krishna is right or demon is right? Or we are right? Or Rishi Muni who is asking Saunakadi Rishis, they are right. Meager intelligence. We have no as good intelligence as Krishna. So with little meager intelligence, we try to judge him. Why is not equipoise? Why he considering demons as his enemy? No, Vishnu, Krishna never considered anybody as his enemy. He has no equal, no superior, asama urdhva. Why he should become envious? He has a unique position of his own eternally. So, but the demon consciousness is wrong. Demon has a less intelligence. And who thinks that he is taking side, they are also demon. And their intelligence is also meager. Krishna's intelligence is not meager. He is a prabuddha. He is the topmost intelligent person in whole creation. He is the controller. He is the proprietor. Everything belongs to him. And that's why he is a well-wisher of everything. Everything, he is well-wisher of everything. But with our meager intelligence, we are trying to judge him. Oh, he is partial to the demons. He is killing the demons. So Krishna can do no wrong, king can do no wrong. A king, when he goes to jail, so first of all, he is not subjected to the laws, stringent laws of jail. He is not subjected. Plus, when he goes to the jail, he is same intelligent person. Plus, when king goes to the jail, he can come out anytime and he can go in anytime. He is not bound by the laws of the jail. So this material world is jail, where jaili, kaidi, where culprits are being reformed by giving them torture, torturing living entity. In material world, Krishna's potency called Durga, Maya, torturing with trident, torturing living entity to reform them so that they can become Krishna conscious, they can turn their face to Krishna. This is Sudhar. This is correction. This is a correction center. And what is that Sudhar? What is that correction? That Krishna is the only enjoyer, proprietor, and the most intelligent person. There is nobody equal to him, there is nobody above him. He is totally transcendental. He is the most worshipable personality. This is Sudhar. This is correction. Only one God. There is only the king, the God. And that is Krishna, Vishnu. This is correction. So, everybody in material world has to be corrected with that defect. How can he judge Lord Vishnu, Krishna? How can he judge? Looks like he is partial. Here, before this Hiranyaksha is going to be, and Hiranyakashipu, those two brothers were killed and this question is being raised. So first of all, this is Leela, this is pastimes. First of all, Jay and Vijay and Vishnu and Chatur Kumar. So this is a Leela. Even if it is not Leela and is considered to be partial to demons, then also a demon is notorious, rascal. Hiranyaksha took whole earth planet to the bottom of an ocean. Bottom. And all inhabitants of earth, Bhumi, earth, are in danger. And also devotees on the earth planet. Earth planet is never devoid of devotees of Lord, pure devotees of the Lord. There are always pure devotees of the Lord on earth planet, not one, two, many. So here, demon is harassing the inhabitants of the earth planet. So what to do? To deliver earth back to them is not partial. It was theirs who was living on earth planet, and he's trying to harass. So naturally Krishna will say, please, just try to behave yourself. But he doesn't want to behave, and he's just trying to wage a war against Krishna. What can be done? Krishna says, okay, come on, let's fight. Demons put Krishna in the corner. What can be done? They put him in the corner. Same thing, Pandavas and Kauravas. Duryodhan put Krishna into the corner. Krishna, he didn't want this battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he became a Duta. He became ambassador of Pandavas and went to Kauravas. And they had a big assembly, including these demons called Sisupal, Dantavakra, and they are also Jai Vijay again. But Krishna went to this Sabha, assembly of Duryodhan, and Krishna says, just become little righteous, just become little considerate, little fair. What is the little fair? The whole kingdom belongs to Pandavas. Pandu, King Pandu is their father. He earned the kingdom. And untimely he died. Madri and it's another story. Untimely he died. And Dhritarashtra, being blind, cannot be a king. But he forcefully acquired the throne. Forcefully. It was Pandu's kingdom. Devotee's kingdom. And Dhritarashtra became so much attached. Even though Pandavas, they are adults, they can be a king, he didn't offer them. And Duryodhan, always being a demoniac, always asserting to his father, I want kingdom, this is my kingdom, my kingdom. And Krishna went to their assembly asking for 5 villages, not more, just give them 5 villages. What is 5 villages? Out of whole earth planet. Nothing. They could have given, but he said, not a single needle point worth of Bhumi, earth, I will give. What is this? Totally demoniac. And Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. He had soft corner for Pandavas in his heart. So as Kauravas also, but especially Pandavas. So then Krishna challenged them. I'll see you in Kurukshetra. So now in Kurukshetra, all these Bhishma and Drona and Karna and so many, so stalwart, Kripacharya and Dronacharya, they are taking side of Duryodhan, Adharma. And they are infallible, they are unconquerable, these personalities. Nobody can conquer them. And previous to the, nobody can conquer these personalities, especially Bhishma, Drona, Charya. So when Krishna killed them, the way he killed them, people say, oh see, Krishna killed them unofficially, unlawfully, illegally. Krishna killed them like this, like that. Krishna will kill them. Krishna should kill them. Even though they may be righteous, they took a side of demons. They took a side of demons. So Krishna has to kill them. And it is not partial. It is not partiality. The kingdom was belonging to Pandavas, who were devotee of Lord. And just little. And in the beginning they gave a little, then they gave jungle, the Indraprastha, where there is nothing but stones, no fertile land. Nothing can grow. It is there in Delhi even today, Gurgaon and towards the away from Gurgaon. It's all stony area. This Meharoli, they gave it to Pandavas. Look at this culprit. Naturally, Krishna is Bhakta Vatsa. He is very affectionate to his devotees. So Krishna said, okay, I'll see you in Kurukshetra. I'll see you. And not only that, in the assembly when there is a duta coming from other party, you cannot humiliate him. You cannot. And they all try to humiliate Krishna. And Krishna try to be very patient and very, very forgiving. Krishna try to be very, having composure. And Sisupal, he is called Krishna 99 times. And Krishna is very calm, cool. Theek hai, koi baat nahi. Maaf kar diya. Krishna. Where is the partiality? Where is the question of partiality? If somebody calls you and harass you 99 times within no time, what, you just stand there and say, I'm not partial, please kill me? That is what you're supposed to do? No, Krishna said, okay, 100 times, you're gone. You're finished. So he finished by his Sudarshan disc. So this is, in the beginning, Kaurava was wrong. And they are trying to prove, we are right. Meager intelligence trying to judge Krishna. Krishna, you are partial to Pandavas. With meager intelligence, what can you understand Krishna? And that's why Bhagavad Gita, every chapter, he says murk, he says stupid, he said mudha, duratma, he says naradham. He's using such harsh words for such people. And for such people he's equipoise also by giving them what they deserve. Krishna gives everybody what they deserve. And Krishna has to give everybody what they deserve. If a stupid, rebellious, intelligent, demoniac person, if you try to become compassionate towards him, kevalam vishavardhanam, payapanam bhujanganam, kevalam vishavardhanam, giving milk to a serpent is only to increase his poison, only to increase his demoniac mentality. And that's what Krishna doesn't want in his creation. Krishna wants in creation everybody to be his devotee. Why? Because that way they can be blissful and he can be blissful. Not to torture them. This is Father. This is Krishna. His equipoise. His equipoise. One son of a father is diseased and other sons are not. So this diseased fellow, he takes him to a hospital and hospital they poke injection and we say, oh, father is cruel, he's cutting and poking and to his son. With our meager intelligence we will judge like that. That look, he take his son to hospital and cut and injections and this and that, making him suffer. Another sons he is very happy with. No, it's not partiality. It is not partiality. Father is compassionate and vatsala to his offspring equally. But father has to give them what they deserve. Father cannot be falsely compassionate by considering all sons equal. If one son is culprit, he is spending money left and right into illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, and so many sinful activities, and another son is good. So father does not give to this son as much, and he gives everything to the other son. It's not partiality. It is not partiality. Father is giving both sons what they deserve. What they deserve. If father gives equally, the other son will misuse and he will kill himself also by misusing the monetary situation. Equal share. He will kill himself. So father is not partial. Krishna is not partial. Krishna is never partial to any living entity. Samam charanti sarvatra samoham sarvabhuteshu nadveshyasti na priya e bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite tesu chapiya. Naturally, Krishna has to become inclined towards his devotee and give them bliss, and demons give them wrath. And that is Krishna's mercy, Krishna's blessings. Killing Bhishmadev, Dronacharya and Karna, the way he killed, Krishna killed them, is blessings for them. His blessings. People cannot ascertain this. A devotee can. Because devotee has higher intelligence. They are the most intelligent people. Ehi Krishna bhaje, sehi bado chatur. Worshipper of Krishna are the most intelligent people. And they can judge Krishna. If they want to, but they don't want to. Krishna is supremely intelligent person. They don't have to judge. Demons, they judge Krishna. Rishi Munis, they are trying to judge Krishna. Prakriti para, and they are saying, he is under modes, Prakriti. He is partial. He is not partial. Total mistake. Anyway, I would like to stop here, 5 more minutes. Any question? Let me read translation and then we can invite question answer. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is always transcendental to material qualities, and therefore he is called Nirguna, or without qualities, because he is unborn, he does not have material body to be subjected to attachment and hatred. Although the Lord is always above material existence, though his spiritual potency, through his spiritual potency, he appeared and acted like an ordinary human being, accepting duties and obligations, apparently like a conditioned soul. He is not conditioned soul. So any question anybody has at all? Yes, Prabhu. In the eyes of Lord.
In the eyes of Lord, devotees and lords and demons are equal.
110%. You have doubt?
No, I'm confused.
Why you are confused after my lecture? Less intelligence. I said that. I gave so many examples. A father, a diseased son, or diseased here son, and a very nice dependable son. A father is not partial by giving less to illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication. A son. Initially he will withdraw because he will do more harm to himself. If I give him equally, then he will do more harm to himself. It will never be time where he doesn't favor his devotee. His bhaktavatsal, bhaktavasya, is controlled by his devotees. He is always very favorably disposed to his devotees. That is his more exalted quality. Yes. And he favors to Kauravas also. Because they take side of adharma, na? They were devotee. Bhishma Dev, especially Bhishma Dev was devotee. But Asat Sabhayam, in Sabha, Draupadi was being harassed. And he was considered to be Asat Sabha. Bhishma Dev, he could have saved Draupadi from being harassed. But Asat Sabha, he was part of Asat Sabha. And he is part of Asat Yudha. What do you expect? What do you expect from such person? Yeah. They may not be demon, but they have taken a side of a demon. So that's why they are demon, treated as a demon. Not they are demon, but they have taken side of a demon. They have to be treated in a demon way. They have to be. Any other question? Any other question? Any other question anybody has at all? Yes, yes, yes. Question? Yes? Any question? That means you all agree. And now you also agree. My lecture was very crystal clear how Krishna is not partial. He is a well-wisher of all, demon and devotee. He is well-wisher of both. But when it is, when he has to treat them, if he gives equally to demons, they will create big havoc for themselves and for others also. So equally to demons means a son which is culprit, he has to, father has to withdraw from him. So, yes. Not sometime, all the time. All the time favorable to his pure devotees. I told you how he was wrong, Bhishma Dev. He took aside Namak and kingdom Delhi, Hastinapur, and my, he was sentimental towards kingdom and towards culprits. He was sentimental. He was devotee, but very sentimental. He took side of demons. Sentimentally, he took side of demons. So that's why Krishna has to give him good punishment, that you made this mistake. Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Guru Gauranga ki, Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Gornitai ki, Sat Goswami Prabhu's ki, aap sab Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanandi.